.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, September 23rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Absentee ballots have been proofed. Those proofs have been sent back to the clerks. The absentee ballots are supposed to be going out this Thursday. This Thursday, September 26th, represents the 45 days of early voting via absentee ballots. Now, it will run the 9 days of early voting will begin 1 month from this Thursday. It will start on Saturday, October 26th, and run through Sunday, November 3rd. Monday, November 4th, you can't vote early anymore. You have to wait till the next day. Tuesday, November 5th, is Election Day. That is the process. That is the way the elections are going to be run. Now, I have to understand that this triggers activities by the candidates. Well, what do you mean, Trucker? Very simple. The absentee ballots are supposed to arrive on Thursday from the clerk's offices, supposed to have been printed up, ready to go today or tomorrow to be out. And you should be receiving them on Thursday, the 26th of this week, September. Now, do me a favor. If you or friends of yours have requested an absentee ballot, let me know. Text me, 231-360-5140. Text me AVB, absentee voter ballot. Text me AVB, and then I got it. Text me AVB, I got it, when you receive your absentee ballot, and also include your county. I'm sorry, include your county. Absentee voter ballot, AVB, I got it, Emmett, Otsego, Presque Isle, Sheboygan, Mackinac, Chippewa, wherever you're listening to the show, if you requested an absentee ballot and you got it. I'm just doing a unscientific poll to see which clerks have done their jobs according to the election laws. Who gets them late? Now, I've requested an absentee ballot. Honestly, I think all of you should. I think all of you should have requested an absentee ballot. Even if you plan to vote in person, 9 days early voting, again, October 26th through November 3rd, or you're going to vote on Election Day, November 5th, for whatever reason. It's that simple. Now, in that process, you will start getting mailers from campaigns. Vicky's campaign has signed up to do absentee ballot chasing here in Antrim County, not just Republicans. We're going to include independents and Democrats. We've put together a piece. Now that she won the primary, the Republican voters in our county, out of five candidates running, chose her to be the Republican nominee, to be the next clerk of Antrim County. She's unopposed on the ballot. No Democrats there. No other candidates there. She won the primary. Victoria Bishop's name is listed under county clerk. But the very same clerk that screwed up our 2020 elections and put us in state headlines, national headlines, Antrim County, Michigan, Cheryl Guy, didn't like the fact that Vicky won the primary. She hates me. I hate her. We have absolutely no friendship there. It's very clear. She avoids me. I avoid her. I sued her for her bond because of how badly she screwed up our 2020 election. She had been, according to her in a Washington Post story, she had been threatened with her life. She actually had sheriff deputies and others escort her to her car because she was afraid she was going to get harmed because of her stupidity and incompetence of running our election in 2020, which she deleted the entire election out of her machine because she screwed it up so bad. And knew 2 days later they were going to be canvassing and bringing in the tabulator tapes and the numbers from all 15 townships and villages in Antrim County. And as a result, she was able to reconstruct our election after she deleted the election, which is a felony. She broke laws. And the current sheriff at the time, Dan Bean, who's now her campaign manager for her write-in campaign against Vicky, and the lazy prosecutor, James Rossiter, who's now retiring, chose not to investigate and chose not to prosecute her. So I sued her for her bond. Unfortunately, the attorney we used didn't do a good enough job in front of the judge, and the case was dismissed. Totally incompetent attorney. However, the people of Antrim County aren't stupid. They know that it claims by Cheryl Guy and her Democrat supporters that she screwed up. It was human error. Please forgive me. You've been in the clerk's office for 40 years. She talks about this. She graduated on Friday from high school, and on Monday she was working the counter at the clerk's office. She was trained up throughout the years of working there. The only job she's ever had is that building, is that clerk's office, since she's been in high school. In the last 12 years, she was the county clerk, running as a Republican to get elected, because you don't get elected in Antrim County unless you are a Republican. Democrats don't win in our county. So as a result, she became the clerk and never learned elections, never learned the new machines that came in as a result of the 2016 presidential election, when Governor Rick Snyder, who hates Donald Trump, and Ruth Johnson, the Secretary of State at the time, went to China early 2017 and bought the machines for our state, where every clerk, every township, every village would be using a variation of three different companies' machines as we know them today. Dominion, Hart, and ES&S. Your township, city, or village has one of the three of them. But basically, they're all the same. They have the same technology. They have the same cell phone modems in them. They have the internet connectivity ability to be updated through the internet, through cell phones, to fix problems with the hardware. Cheryl Guy didn't understand any of that because, frankly, she's not smart enough. She does not have the IQ. She does not have the mental capacity to understand the machines that was installed in her office and the local township, city, and villages here in Antrim County. Excuse me, 15 townships and 5 villages. She claimed it was due to lack of training. No, the training was available, Cheryl. Either you chose not to attend the training or you're too stupid to understand the training. But the bottom line, she screwed up. There was some late, last-minute additions via write-ins. Write-in candidates, folks, believe it or not, can actually file an affidavit of identity be recognized as a write-in candidate as late as October 25th here in our state. Last-minute addition, she had to program the machines in Central Lake and Mansalona to see and look for write-in candidates. And when Dominion sent her the patches, the software to fix it, she installed it wrong. I'm in the basement of Cobo Hall, the TCF Center at the time, on election night with Patrick Kobach, Christina Crammel, Roseanne Ponkowski, and many other patriots that I personally know. At 3:30 in the morning the next day, after election night, my phone started blowing up, getting phone calls from reporters. Is this Trucker Randy from Antrim County? Yeah. Well, what comment do you have about your county turning blue tonight for Joe Biden and Gary Peters? And I'm like, am I being punked? What are you talking about? Well, the numbers have been turned in. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson just put them on the board. According to the AP Wire, Biden won your county. Are you kidding me? Biden did not win our county. Yeah? Your clerk submitted the numbers. No, that's not true. It didn't happen. Something's wrong with Antrim County. I hung up. I called the county building, which they normally answered the calls when I called in on election nights. They thought I was on the radio doing election night shows. They didn't answer their phone. It wasn't until 8:30 the next morning that I finally called over and got Connie Wing. I stayed up the entire night. I was in the basement of the TCF Center. You know, with the pizza boxes, when they started taping them up to the windows, I was on the inside. I saw it happen with my own eyes. I also saw the boxes and boxes and boxes that came in at 3:44 a.m. when they opened up the barn doors, every single one of them laser printed, pristine, flat, absentee ballots, right, that had been folded. No, these weren't folded. They were pristine, and they were not printed or marked with a ballpoint pen. They were laser printed. Every single one of them was for Biden and Peters. Submitted a sworn affidavit to that point. Never done anything by the Republicans in Lansing. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. To wrap up this story, what's going on in our lives that we're sharing with you guys is the fact that we now have to spend more resources, more money, more time putting signs back out, running ads in the newspapers, doing a mailing to all the voters in Antrim County, Republicans, Independents, and yes, Democrats. We are going to be doing a mailing to Democrats, explaining to them Vicky's qualifications and the goals, the objectives she wants to accomplish if they vote for her, versus doing a writing campaign for supposedly a Republican who's always ran as a Republican to get elected to be county clerk. But after she screwed up the 2020 election, decided to retire and not run again. That's why Vicky got involved in the race. Well, she defeated the other four candidates. She was the candidate on the ballot. She's the only one listed. But now the Democrats and the moderate rhinos, Republicans in name only, are supporting a writing campaign against Vicky. Well, this is the mailer that's going to Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. Dear Antrim County resident, on your November 5th ballot, I am the only candidate listed as a Republican for Antrim County Clerk. However, I will serve all the citizens of Antrim County. I will create an atmosphere with my staff members to provide the best customer service to everyone, regardless of their political beliefs and party affiliations. Using my college degree in business administration with minors in finance and accounting, along with my business experience as an administrator in home health care for two Fortune 500 companies, I will use my administrative skills to improve the efficiencies of every responsibility of the clerk's office. Working with my staff, we will determine ways to increase our productivity in all departments at lower costs to the county and its taxpayers. Currently, as one of only two women in Michigan who own and operate an FCC-licensed radio station, I manage and oversee the high-tech IT and computer systems that operate with more technology than what is currently being used in the clerk's office. Vicky runs the radio station, folks, with more technology than what is in Cheryl Guy's office in Bel Air. Additionally, I personally generate and file all the necessary paperwork as required by the federal government. Not state government, not county government. Vicky deals with the federal government for the radio station's operations. With the use of the best information technologies available, we will improve the required reports and filings of every department. It's time for many improvements in the county clerk's office. And with your vote for me on November 5th, I look forward to implementing common sense policies to accomplish these objectives. Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk nominee, vote November 5th, 2024. And then she put her cell phone for people to call her or text her and her email. We heard someone say, every time good attempts to do something, evil shows up and tries to fight it. It's exactly what's going on in the Onaway School Board race. The slate of six candidates, Black Pepper, Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger, are running to do the right things for the kids of that school district, for the future of that community. Evil has showed up, stealing signs, damaging signs, putting together a slate card in places they shouldn't be. That's okay. We understand the battle. We understand the game of this election. It's not about Republican versus Democrat. That's not what this is. This is flat out full bore good versus evil. Say it however you want to say it. God versus Satan. Jesus and God against the devil. However you want to say it is the bottom line. It is the election, folks. These lies that Kamala Harris is running on TV about Donald Trump, the Trump tax, it's a load of crap. It's a bald-faced lie. But they're running the ads anyway. The evil Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump. Well, he's here to be divisive, folks. To divide the country. Absolutely agree with that 100%. Text me V for video and I'll send you the video. 5 minutes. Excellent. Well done by a Black Christian man. A hardworking guy with a safety vest on. Explains, you bet he's divisive, just like Jesus was in dealing with the Pharisees in the Sanhedrin of the Jewish faith 2,000 years ago. It comes down to good versus evil. Which side are you on? That's the bottom line. Don't care about Republican or Democrat. Don't even talk about it. That's it for hour number one. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean.